It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The near future of deep water oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico goes before a federal judge today. President Obama's administration imposed a 6-month moratorium on new deep water drilling.
That order becomes the subject of a court hearing today. Businesses that make a living off oil exploration say they can't wait that long. They say the delay could destroy their industry.
NPR's Robert Smith reports from New Orleans.
The lawsuit is attempting to save a certain ecosystem in the Gulf. Not the biological kind, but a business ecosystem of thousands of interdependent companies that thrive off of new drilling.
It is a complicated web.
Brian Chesson runs a diesel engine repair yard in Houma, Louisiana. He's one of the little fish feeding off the big fish, the oil rigs.
You have your fuel companies that live off of them.
And your shipping companies, which take their bite.
Steel fabricating companies, pipe companies.
And the guys who supply the rope, soap, and dope, as they say. Then there's Chesson's engine repair shop.
No drill ships to drill. The vessels have no place to work. Vessels don't work. They don't break. Nothing for me. Nothing for everyone.
Since the oil spill and the new deepwater drilling moratorium, things have been tough around here for the oil industry. There are still thousands of working wells in shallow water pumping out oil, and there's dozens of already drilled deepwater wells. But the moratorium is halting 33 lucrative, labor-intensive drilling projects in deepwater. Chesson walks me around his shop, called NREC Power Systems. Ship engines as big as a minivan wait to be refurbished, but the place is quiet.
Just birds chirping. That is not the sound a business owner wants to hear in his factory.
That's correct. Normally has 110 employees here. Since the oil spill, I'm down to 70.
The web of oil businesses is unraveling, Chesson says. And in court this morning, oil service companies will have to prove that it's not coming back.
This lawsuit is really not about money at all.
Sam Jaberga is the general counsel of Hornbeck Offshore Services, one of the companies suing the Obama administration. Jaberga says the moratorium on new deepwater drilling will cause the very expensive rigs and the ships that serve them to flee the Gulf.
These deepwater drilling rigs work under multi-year contracts, so once they leave for a long time. They are in very high demand around the world.
The clock is ticking, they'll argue in court. If the moratorium stays, the rigs leave. And who knows if engine repair yards like Chesson's will still be there when the rigs come back. Lawyers for the Obama administration call all of this pure speculation. Derb Carter is with the Southern Environmental Law Center, which is helping to defend the moratorium in court. Carter says that closing 33 drilling projects doesn't mean that oil isn't still flowing from thousands of wells.
This is a very small part of the oil industry. So it's hard under any stretch to say that this is going to destroy the oil industry in the Gulf of Mexico.
And Carter argues that there is a real compelling reason to keep the moratorium going.
If there were to be another blowout and leak of this magnitude, there would be no resources available to respond to that spill because we apparently don't have adequate resources even to deal with this particular spill.
Federal Court Judge Martin Feldman will have to weigh the chances of two different nightmare scenarios, the potential to cripple an industry and the potential to have a second oil spill in the Gulf. Brian Chesson says the man better decide quickly. Some of the shop's laid-off workers have already left Louisiana to go work on railroad diesel engines in Illinois. And Chesson says he doesn't want to lose anyone else.
I can't pick this place up and move. I've got people I've got to worry about.
And there's no shortage of worrying these days in the Gulf region. Robert Smith, NPR News, New Orleans.